I'm Commander Shepard, and this is my favorite podcast on the Citadel. Don't tell the other podcasts. I should go.
So, you know me. Every time I tell a story on this show, it ends up being low-key sad. And as I'm thinking of trick-or-treating misadventure stories that I think would be fun as a cold open, they're all bummers.
Okay.
And we can get into this proper after the theme, but Kid Adrian did not have a good time with Halloween. So, like, for instance, the one year I was dressed as a ninja. And it was like one of your stereotypical Party City ninja costumes. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, I can never let this go. My best friend at the time, we're in class, comes over just to tell me that I look dumb in a ninja costume.
That's me.
And then just walked away.
Hey, by the way, you look stupid. I'm out.
And it was like a very matter-of-fact thing. And I'm like, okay, I don't know what to do with all that. And I'm like, all right, well, now I'm bummed, but I don't know what I did. I'm like,
cool, just in time for me to do absolutely nothing about it.
And I think that's the same year. My relatives and like my cousins, they got together for like a Halloween party of sorts, mm-hmm. at like a local indoor amusement park. And I remember sitting at my grandmother's house waiting to basically go. But for whatever reason, we didn't go. Only to find out I waited there for hours. And I guess they never told my dad where it was or what time to show up. So basically, by the time we figured out, we went there, we missed most of it.
Oh, no.
Then there's the trick-or-treat year where I was trying to dress as Han Solo. I went through my big Star Wars phase in the late 90s. Mm-hmm. The only thing is, though, I don't have traditional, like, the boots or the pants, whatever. I've got, like, a button-down, like, long-sleeve white shirt, you know, like, slacks, and then a vest. So every house we went to, basically everybody assumed I was a waiter.
They didn't even do the, like, and who are you supposed to be, sweetheart?
They're like, where's your gun? I'm like, bro.
I grew up in a nice Christian household. Ain't no guns here.
I'm like, this is short notice, all right? Like, just give me candy, please.
So, for some odd reason, like, my Halloween costumes were always sort of an afterthought. Like, my brother was the one that got the focus, which happened a lot. It's fine. I don't need therapy about it. It's cool. But, like, there were, like, 3 years in a row where I wore a black turtleneck and black jeans and like a set of like cat ear headband thing. And then like my mom safety pinned a black ribbon to my ass and I was a cat.
Oh.
Like the most like fucking low effort shit.
Did you do like the paint on whiskers too?
No, because that was at a point in time in which like I kept getting hives and being allergic to shit, like even more so than now. So we didn't really dabble in face paint, mostly because I think we were afraid I was going to be allergic to it.
Dang. You and I had some fun Halloween stories.
Halloween's fun when you're poor.
Hey, you are listening to Talking Like a Teen, the podcast where we have a tendency to rush back into our past. I am the very based neighbor who passes out full-size candy bars during trick-or-treating.
Damn it. And I am the neighbor with social anxiety who has her light off.
Happy Halloween, Infrindo.
Happy Halloween. It's my day.
So, setting the stage here, we're clearly having a cool Halloween get-together. It's just us. I don't know why nobody RSVP'd. It's a bummer, but it's okay. It's us. A bunch of candy that's unchecked. I found at least 3 razor blades in my Kit Kat, so that's kind of cool.
Did you find any drugs? That's what I'm always like when they're like, make sure you got a check for drugs and the candy. And I'm like, as a person who can now legally buy THC candy, I can tell you fucking firsthand, this shit is expensive and I'm not giving it to children.
No one's giving this shit away.
Right? Like, who? Who and where are these drugs? Because my mom is stressed out. She could use some... She could use a joint if you got it. Just say it.
And part of me, like, now in retrospect, going through all the candy being like, I was not hoping to find it so that way I could take it, but just to be like, is this a thing that really happens? Because I'm looking around, I'm like, these are just Skittles, y'all.
It's always funny how the Snickers, my mom's favorite candy, those were the ones where she's like, I don't know, these look kind of suspect to me. Gank.
Right? I'm like, you know how hard it is to like do anything to a Snickers bar, let alone like break it in half? No one's putting drugs in these.
You never know.
Sorry, just imagine there's some factory where someone's actually trying to like put pills inside like Snickers or like Mr. Good Bars or something, being like, this is a lot harder than we thought. But to answer your question, yeah, tons of places handed it to me, only because I was specifically asking for that and not candy.
Can I have drugs, please? Thank you.
Sure.
They just, like, hand you a Tylenol and send you on your way.
Right? They just, like, hand you, like, half of an Aleve.
They hand you a crack pipe and you're like, no, I have hay fever. Do you have any Claritin?
See, that's what I feel like we should just start doing now. It's like, you know, adults is trick-or-treating, but instead of just candy, it's all just, like, ibuprofen. Halloween's fun. I mean, hopefully yours were a lot more fun, because as I've realized, dang, trick-or-treating specifically, I want to say trick-or-treating, because Halloween was mostly fine, but as somebody who just kind of ate candy on a regular, the idea of having to dress up for it was like a lot more effort than I think I was willing to be putting into it, and I think I was just lazy.
See, and we were not given candy on a regular basis, because that shit's expensive, and you know, we got to buy actual groceries. So Halloween was a very exciting time for us because of the candy. And I'm assuming this was not part of every single time we moved, a thing that my parents thought of, but like we tended to be not necessarily in the neighborhood that was like a good trick-or-treating spot, but we would be like adjacent to that.
Oh, okay.
Where, like, it was, like, within walking distance or, like, a 5-minute drive where my mom would, like, drive us to the rich houses that were 10 minutes away and be like, we'll pick you up in an hour, bye.
Hello, children. Nothing prepares you for class warfare quite like trick-or-treating.
No fucking shit.
We'd always go to, like, the nicer areas, whatever, and figure they would have more candy. Those are some of the stingiest fucking people. These are literal children, and it's not like one of those things of there's not like a sign that just says, oh, no candy, sorry, kind of like that. You just go to the door and be like, we don't have candy, and then like slam it on you, which is like, you could just not have answered, and that's fine.
Or you get the people, I had to course correct my mom on this later on down the line, where the people that were like, would look at me in my turtleneck and my jeans and be like, that's not a real Halloween costume, you're not trying hard enough.
Oh, what the fuck? Really?
Yeah. Or, like, the ones that are, like, you're too old to go trick-or-treating. Which, like, that kind of shit where I'm, like, no, you don't know these kids. You don't know what they're going through. Like, if a kid comes to your door with a bag and they say trick-or-treat, you give them fucking candy. I don't care. My mother and I had that conversation because she got miffed because there were some teenagers. And I'm, like, it doesn't matter. Give them candy. You open the door, you've joined a social contract. Sorry.
Right. It's like vampires. Obviously, they can't come in unless you're invited. So, you know, get bitten. What a weird thing to just be like grading their costumes. And see, that's what I mean. It's like, I didn't realize the candy was a merit-based situation. Now, right. If you don't have any, you're not allowed to go around. And that's fair because obviously supplies are limited. But to be like, oh, your costume's not that great. Anyway, I'm going to give it like a light 3, like I'm Anthony fucking Fantano.
My man. I don't engage much with his content, even though he and I do kind of have some overlap as far as music that we're interested in. I think I posted on the podcast Instagram the video where he grades the AI bands and is basically like, it sucks and it's AI. And just like down the line, it was very funny. Fuck AI. Good job, Anthony Fantano.
Oh man, it's like Halloween trick-or-treating forever. Because like, it's just such a goofy thing, because granted, we didn't do door-to-door a lot. We mostly did trick-or-treating at like malls.
Okay.
Which were obviously very well lit. Obviously they're public places. More often than not, less chance for something wacky to happen.
Plus it's Jersey.
Yeah, exactly. But funny you should say Jersey, because yeah, I feel like that's also part of it, is where else you go to trick-or-treat when you're in Northeast Jersey? Just go to a freaking mall.
Okay, so like, we mostly, when we were of a trick-or-treating age, we were mostly living throughout the Midwest and in a few different places.
Okay.
Which like, in the 90s and into the 2000s, there was still some winter. We were doing climate change, but not nearly as bad as we're doing it now. But like, y'all get weather with a capital W up there. So I would imagine that like doing like a trunk or treat kind of deal in a mall versus like having to go out door to door in your fucking winter coat over your costume, like that would be ideal.
Oh, we were kids. We didn't wear coats for shit. Like that was, and me, I liked the cold, so it didn't matter as much. Granted, I just liked it because it was the mall. And there was a lot less shame. And I guess that's kind of the interesting part, because a lot of times, even when I got older, past trick-or-treating age, I would go into stores like, and it'd be like, here's some candy. We got to get rid of this. And I did more trick-or-treating as an adult, just going to CVS, because ultimately they're like, they didn't give a shit. It's like you go to door to door and people are like giving you shit. And it's like, no, I'd rather just go into the one clothing store. And there I find my kindergarten teacher, who actually is like the assistant manager of this clothing store in a mall. And we both looked at each other being like, oh, you weren't supposed to see me here.
Yeah, this just did. Teachers don't get paid a lot. So you do find them out in the world working second jobs.
Like I said, trick-or-treating was pretty much a crash course on class warfare. But it wasn't always bad. It was just mostly just wacky, because like, I like the candy part of it. Dressing up is something that I didn't really do a lot of. And a few times I did, like I said, they kind of just didn't really work out that way. Kind of like the year in kindergarten when I dressed as a Ninja Turtle. For whatever reason, I assumed as a child in 1990, 1991, I was going to be the only kid in the class as a Ninja Turtle. Open a door to my class and like...
Just an army of Michelangelos flying at you.
Yeah, I'm like... Oh, no. Wait a minute. I lied. There was one Halloween that nailed it. Like, I peaked at, like, first, second grade. My mom actually made my sister and I's costumes. I got to be Mario one year. But she actually found, like, a pattern and, like, made, like, the felt mustache, the hat with the M on it. Like, obviously, you just needed a long shirt, whatever, and, like, actual overalls. And I got, like, an actual, like, tool belt. And like steel-toed boots, so I was legit just looking like a dead-ass plumber in there, and I looked so fucking cool. I hope there's pictures somewhere. But I feel bad because there was another kid in my class who had the Party City Mario with, you know, like the plastic aww mask and everything, and yeah, he looked at me and I'm like, dude, I am so sorry. Because that kid looked at me like I did it to him specifically, and I'm like, no, I did not... Look, this is the one year this is going to happen. Let me have this.
My mom made an effort one time. I'm sorry.
But it took like, it took weeks and seemingly like months to just try to get all the extra shit put together. And of course, we had to like, you know, get the tool belt, get like the boots and everything. So like, it worked. It popped off. Everybody loved it. But that kid was so pissed at me all day. And I'm like, dude, it's just let me have this.
So I've got there. How do I say this? That sound like an asshole. They're not my friends. They're friends of my friends. So there's a group of people that are friends with people that I'm close with, but I am not close with them. They're fine, whatever. But they do a lot of, like, as adults, a lot of, like, themed parties where the expectation is you're supposed to, like, dress up. Like, as an adult, like, we're in our 30s and this is a thing that we're doing.
So we're talking, like, Halloween or, like, Eyes Wide Shut?
Like, okay.
Sorry, Ed.
Maybe not that weird.
Okay.
But like...
No judgment.
Like, some of it is Halloween, but like, it's like a Tarantino themed movie night. Everybody's got to dress up like a character from a Tarantino movie.
Oh, that actually sounds low-key fun.
It's things like that. When like, okay, you know me. I'm kind of a Grinch. I don't like big parties, especially now. I'm old and I'm crabby and my stuff is in my house and I like it here. I pay a lot of fucking money in rent. I'm trying to get the, trying to make it feel like it's worth it by being here with my dog, who's also cute. I don't want to go and have to find a costume and just to go hang out with people that I don't really care for that much. But like that being said, I was talking to a friend of mine who goes to these a lot, and he's kind of complaining because, again, this is one of those things that we don't really talk about, but maybe we should. It's not fun. It's not necessarily not fun. It's way more difficult to find costumes when you are a bigger person.
Oh, 1,000,000%, which is probably why most of my... trick-or-treating stories were so awful, because like I'm pretty sure I could have found a pretty simple Han Solo getup. But yeah, but when you weighed what I did then, that's not really gonna happen that easily unless it's being homemade.
And that shit, again, like we're already doing kind of less adult costumes, especially once you get out of your 20s. Like once you're done doing like sexy fire hydrant costumes in college, that kind of shit, there just aren't that many costumes for like fat people. And not just fat people, but like, you know, big tall guys and things like that, you know, people that aren't of an average size. And so then you get into that weird kind of headspace where you're like, am I allowed? Like, not am I allowed, but like, am I gonna, offend somebody? I don't know. Like, you just get into this weird headspace about costumes and shit. It's one of those where, like, nobody wants to see fat Princess Leia in the bikini, so I guess I can't do that. I have to be Jabba the Hutt instead.
Right.
And, like, it's not fun. It's not fun to be Jabba the Hutt every year. That's a bad example, but you know what I mean.
No, but it's that thing that, you know, and I've seen this, obviously, I don't cosplay, and I don't mean to speak for anybody else, but it's a constant dialogue that I hear about people where, okay, you're playing a character that maybe isn't your particular body type or even skin tone. I mean, obviously not people doing blackface kind of thing, but like me being brown, doing like Luke Skywalker. And I was like, Luke Skywalker isn't black. And I'm like, well, he is now. I don't know what to tell you. It's weird how as a kid, you know, doing trick-or-treating, got judged on goofy costumes. But then when you're older, people still low-key do that. I'm like, I didn't realize they all had to be like lore accurate kind of thing, you know?
Right. Especially when like most of the time... Like, my friend was complaining because he's looking for a costume so he could take his toddler trick-or-treating. Like, they wanted to go and dress up as a family and do that. And, like, he's just going to drink a beer and take his kid trick-or-treating. Like, who gives a fuck? But he was, you know, it was a thing that, like, he was kind of stressed out about. And just, you know, I just feel bad and... You know, I don't dress up as much anymore because of that same thing. Like, it turns out it's not fun to put costumes on a fat body because there aren't that many costumes.
And not to mention, like, unless you absolutely want to, and I'm not judging. I'm not trying to, like, crap on anybody's enjoyment or level of enjoyment of a thing. But it's mm-hmm. that thing of, like, if you can participate in whatever way, that's cool. But if not, I'm not going to begrudge somebody because they can't, you know? So if I'm having a costume party, like, okay, let's go back to your Tarantino-themed party, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say I wanted to go to this thing. And guess what? I don't really have an idea. So, like, am I now just shunned? Like, you know what I mean? Like, am I going to get, like, excommunicated from this thing because I chose not to like participate. And I'm like, I understand, you know, it's encouraged, but it's like the thing of like with Christmas, like, okay, if you can't afford a bunch of gifts, you know, people like really freaking out over that thing. Or same with like Halloween. If you can't get a bunch of costumes, people are freaking out. And it's like, that's kind of less fun because it's like, I thought the whole point of a like holiday thing was to have like the complete opposite effect of enjoying like ideally the best time with people. Versus, I got to get this thing, or if you didn't do this thing, you suck. And I'm like, who ultimately cares? Like I said, that kid, if I showed up to someone's house as a kid wearing, you know, my t-shirt and jeans and some sneakers, and I have my little bag or whatever bucket, like, just drop some candy. Like, you know what I mean? Life's hard enough, y'all.
I know the last couple of years that I was living in Florida before I moved back here, like, we would set up in the driveway and just hand out candy because Florida. The weather's nice enough that you can just like hang out outside and just kind of bullshit with people and stuff like that. But like there were so many times where like it was just again like kids in a shirt that just said this is my costume, and I'm just like, here's your candy, man, like go nuts. We're all just here trying to have a good time. You're trying to get a sugar fix. I'm entertained by all of the kids in fucking weird costumes and petting all the dogs and all of that stuff. Everybody is just kind of having fun in their own little way. That's what it should be. Halloween is cool in that it's one of the few holidays where you can kind of just do whatever you want.
Right.
You don't have to get together with family and cook a bunch of bullshit or do a bunch of presents. Yes, you can do a costume if you want to, but like, especially as an adult, no one's going to shame you if you don't. I'm not made of money, and I looked at candy, and it was like $60 for a bag big enough, and I'm not going to do it this year, and I feel bad, but I can't afford it, so the lights are going to be off, and I'm going to watch spooky movies or some shit.
Right.
And that's how I'm going to spend my Halloween, and that's fine. Who cares?
And I would argue maybe we could spend most holidays like that. We're just getting a bunch of people together if you are having a get-together, and if not, that's also fine.
Right.
We needlessly put extra stuff on things. And it's almost unneeded. Like, I mean, if you want to do that, that's cool. But like I said, give people a break, man.
Some of the best Thanksgivings that we had as a family, we made a pot of chili and we watched James Bond movies.
Sounds amazing. I want in. All right. So we talking Brosnan more. We mixing it up.
They found some weird channel on like one of those free, like it's something Tubi or Tubi adjacent. I don't know. Whatever. But we found some channel that was like marathoning James Bond movies. We couldn't pick which one. It was whatever happened to be on.
I wonder if it was TBS that used to do them. It was like the 15 Days of 007?
Something like that. I don't know. But like my mom does not like to cook. And I don't mind cooking. But like it wasn't always something that we wanted to do. And chili is one of those things that's just like really fucking low effort. But is also tasty. So you can just make a big pot of chili, make cornbread, fucking watch James Bond. Low effort, but we still got to hang out and enjoy each other's company.
And that's what it's supposed to be about.
I went to like three different Thanksgivings last year. But one of them being a friend who, she and her husband had just bought this big house. It was sort of their first foray into like hosting Thanksgiving. So they like made a big fucking deal about it and had like 40 people there. It was, as somebody who gets social anxiety, it was really fucking stressful.
That's a lot of people though for one house.
It was. It was a lot of people for one house. And of course there were kids. Their dog was still alive at the time. So like, and he was a pretty big dog. It was just, it was a lot going on. And like, you could tell, like, she's running around cooking stuff, trying to make sure that, you know, everybody's having a good time, whatever. He's doing the same thing. Like, it's their house and they're the ones that are like not having fun because they're all hyper focused on like hosting stuff and feeling like they needed to have this like super fancy fucking Thanksgiving. And like, I was just there because I wanted to see my friends.
Because turns out, traditions can be amended. If your Halloween tradition is to literally just get on like PlayStation or something and like play Dead by Daylight with a bunch of your friends, that's cool. Like for the most part, we could do whatever we want. Mm-hmm. I don't see why that would be a bummer because like there's just nothing weirder than just being stressed out at a time when it's meant to be exciting. And trust me, I fit into that for many years. And honestly, most holidays were kind of dreadful because of it, not realizing like, wait, we don't have to do these. You know, and it's funny that like Friendsgiving became such a big thing, and that's cool. But I'm like, we could do Friendsgiving with family too. You know what I mean? Like, we can just bring Friendsgiving vibe of just being as low key as you possibly want. I mean, I might also just be a curmudgeon and not want to hang out with a whole bunch of people at once. 40 people sounds like a lot. So, speaking of our own traditions, did you want to start our own, which is something I'm clearly saying because we would never do this again. I was kidding. Because originally we were going to talk about a few things, but funny enough, right? We had a couple of plans for things to talk about. Obviously, last episode we did Invader Zim. We had some other plans, but between timing and logistics and other things, they didn't quite work out. So I don't know about you, but look, I did kind of low-key stress it a little bit, being like, dang, I know it's, you know, it's obviously one of your favorite times of the year, and it's obviously a lot of time to do some really fun stuff. But then I think it's honestly was today, as we kind of discussed it, was like, you know, let's just keep it low-key. Let's just keep it chill. We could just vibe out. And I think it turns out that is actually the move.
Yeah, that's what I've kind of come to realize with most holidays is like, I got to keep it chill. I love Halloween. I love Halloween with my whole heart. But it's fucking spooky in here all year round. So like in some ways, Halloween is also just another day when you live the spooky life in your veins. But I think as somebody who does a lot of like handmade stuff for gifts, you get into the Christmas mindset a lot earlier than other people do. Where like most people have not thought about Christmas yet, even though it's October 20th or whatever. Meanwhile, like I've had Christmas on the brain 3 months ago, like July 4th, I was sitting there looking at my spreadsheet, trying to figure out what are my crafty goals as far as Christmas gifts are concerned. That holiday is the holiday for me that I think ends up being the most stressful.
At least contextually, that makes sense because obviously there's a little bit more prep that goes into that part of what you're doing. Mm-hmm. So that makes sense from just the logistics of trying to like balance all that.
We go into sweatshop mode over here.
In the immortal words of Luscious Jackson, wearing costumes is divine, spooky is a state of mind. I think that's how that song goes.
That sounds right. I have a question for you. Okay, so this is all what I've seen on TV. So y'all up there in that corner of the world, you guys do like Mischief Night and shit? Because that's not a thing here.
It used to be a thing, and I don't know if that's just time, age, or things just kind of fell out of favor. At least growing up, it was kind of a thing, but it's not much of a thing anymore. It was Mischief Night, or sometimes called, like, you know, Goosey Night, or whatever the fuck you used to call it. It still happens in smaller pockets. It's not the purge, I think, as pop culture kind of made it out to be, where, like, the night before Halloween, crime is legal.
See, it's funny that, like, that's your point of reference. To me, like, Mischief Night was, like, one of those things that I remember seeing on, like, an episode of Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Like, it was really just, like, mischief. Nothing really nefarious.
Like, I've seen the occasional eggings, like, I don't know, can I tell a story about my dad getting egged? Maybe I shouldn't tell that story.
You could tell me that story.
Because, like, okay, I'll tell you the story. My dad was dropping me back home. So as we're walking up from, like, the back, walking down the street, this car is flying down a road, doing what maybe at the time felt like 15 over the speed, close to 20. And there's this girl that was screaming out of the passenger seat of the car and tags my dad right in his, like, back pocket. Oh, no. And on one end, as scary as it was now in retrospect, it was kind of cool because to hit that target at that speed is really good.
Yeah, that's impressive.
And you could tell they're probably drunk or being stupid. Egg a cop on this night, not realizing this guy is probably going to hunt them down. Oh, actually, a couple of years ago, there was a neighbor we had whom nobody liked. When I say this guy is a piece of garbage, he's an absolute, like, racist piece of garbage. Everything drew his ire. Like, everybody hated him. No one liked him. And it just seemed like this dude's hate, karma was just all over this guy. So he was very particular about his mailbox. And one night, someone backing up their too large SUV broke his mailbox and like legit backed up into it where they ran over it.
Oh no.
He got a new mailbox and then someone basically lost control of the car, smashed the other one, the replacement, to which then he gets a mailbox but builds like a brick casing around it and it still got hit.
Damn. See? That's when you know you're an asshole. When people are going out of their way, fucking version 3 of your mailbox, and they're still trying to handle it.
And none of it was deliberate. It was all just oops. It was just like, you could tell, because once people realized they hit something, they, you know, they sped out of there. I don't think they were actively trying to fuck it up. That's what makes it funnier. But the reason why I bring it up is, this wasn't even on Halloween. This was literally like days after. A bunch of kids wearing all black, you know, black sneakers, everything, faces covered, like are running a damn near formation. It's like something out of Naruto. It was crazy. Like they all like run, swoop in real quiet, but you can hear the footsteps. And then I'm ducking down because I'm like, okay, a bunch of kids wearing all black. All right, you know, they're probably just some goofy kids, whatever.
Yeah.
They run up right in front of his house. They egg this house with like pinpoint accuracy. It was crazy because, you know, a lot of times I don't know if you've ever seen people like egg somebody or egg a house or something like that, where it's like a lot of times you're just kind of like throwing very wildly and kind of like loose with it. No, these were like baseball pitching throws and they just pelted the house because all you hear is footsteps and all of a sudden, like, and you just hear the eggs just hitting this house crazy. And they unloaded what had to have been at least like 24 and they just dipped. They were legit ninjas, came in, egged the shit out of this dude's house in like a couple of seconds and were out and gone well before this guy even had the light turned on. So sure enough, you see the light upstairs turn on and you see the front door, like his side door open, and he comes out front with the flash and he looks, he just sees just egg all over the front of his house. And I'm across the street, just, I'm holding my breath. I'm like convulsing, trying not to scream. Best night of my life.
Oh, we love to see karma in action.
That guy sucked. And no one else's house was hit on that block. You don't hear them down the street, so they specifically went here. So this must be a thing. This must be something that they've done frequently, because I'm like, there's no way that they hit his house specifically, running down that without kind of precision, without either a lot of planning, or this is a common occurrence.
They're just in somebody's backyard running drills so they can get in and out undetected, like fucking SEAL Team 6 shit.
Did you ever see, I think it's an RDC sketch where like it's supposed to be like the training camp for like Maury camera people, where they're literally running like NFL.
Yeah.
But it's basically like that, but for like Mischief Night. It was great.
They're like fucking doing the combine run and shit.
Oh man. But yeah, but I think it stopped being a thing. And I also wonder, was this a fake thing to get like a bunch of kids caught up? Because most kids who are doing supposed Mischief Night, they're gonna do it on like in a regular day. Like they're not gonna go onto this one night where all like law enforcement are on high alert. That's stupid.
That was what I always thought about, like senior skip day, where I'm like, I could skip any day. Why am I going to skip on this day when everybody's expecting you to skip and you're going to get fucking trouble for it?
Right. It doesn't make any sense.
I'll skip some other day. Screw that. I was Mischief Night pilled by TGIF, I guess. I mean, I'm sure kids went out and did a mischief, but it wasn't a whole thing. I guess the thing here that come to find out is not a thing in other places. If you go trick-or-treating in St. Louis or around St. Louis, there will be houses where they will ask you to tell a joke before you get your candy. Like, you have to actually like fucking put in work.
What? Out here doing like auditions? What the hell kind of?
No, it's just one of those where they're like, you know, tell us a joke, and then you have to be like, What's a ghost's favorite Pop-Tart? Booberry. And then they laugh, and then they tell you that your costume's cute, and then they give you candy.
But that seems like another version of what we were just talking about before. It's like, I got to debase myself to get this fun-sized candy bar? Like, what is this?
But I found a local news article because I was like, why is this a thing? And like, we moved around a lot as kids. And to my memory, St. Louis was the only place that really did this. And apparently, according to one of our local news stations, posted an article about it, kids telling jokes for candy dates back to Irish culture that made its way to St. Louis. In 18th and 19th century Ireland, kids would knock on the door and have to recite a poem, riddle, or tell part of their Irish history to earn a reward or treat.
What if you just flat out bomb?
They're little kids, dude. Like, I'm sure, regardless, they get their candy.
I don't know, but what if one of those kids has a really bad set? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what if this... What if they get heckled and they can't recover? What if they can't pull back? Like, what happens then? Do you get more candy, less candy?
I don't know.
That's wild.
Well, and what's interesting is that, like, as far as the history of St. Louis, a lot of it is tied into the French. Like, the French settled here and made it into a thing. It's a lot of, like, French influence and, like, German influence. You don't really hear much about Ireland and Irish shit happening here. So it was kind of interesting to find out that that was it.
So are you dressing up this year at all or no?
No. I, as of right now, don't have plans. More than likely, it'll just be me. Me and the dog, some adult candy, and maybe a spooky movie.
What you watching? Now it's just Nosy Hour with Adrian.
I don't know. I was talking with a coworker about End of Days earlier today, and that has moved that movie front of mind. So now I want to see if I can find it and watch it.
I know you and I had talked about watching it for an episode, which, spoiler, was one of the things, if I thought about it, we would have done, because I have not seen that movie in many years. Oh, God.
And neither have I. I don't remember very much about it. I remember the twist of the movie, and I remember it being very silly in that late 90s extreme sort of way. I might see if I can find that. I think it was on Prime Video. I don't know. I've got plenty of movies around here. I also have streaming, so.
Though that soundtrack does have one of my favorite Limp Bizkit songs of all time, and I'm not even saying that jokingly. It's a lot of fun. I don't know. At some point down the line, we may have to revisit that.
At some point, we're going to do an End of Days episode, and most of you are like, what the fuck is End of Days? Look it up. Look it up. Literally read the synopsis and look at the cast, and you will understand why it's a forthcoming episode.
And it's such a bummer, too, because it's like the Terminator is going to fight Satan, and you're like, okay, sign me up.
Yeah, I'm all the way in.
And they're like, oh, no, they're going to try to tell a story here, aren't they? Oh, no. Ugh.
Mm-hmm. This movie is doing a lot of plot. I don't know about you, but as far as Arnold Schwarzenegger movies are concerned, I'm not really there for plot.
I appreciate him trying to, like, branch out and give his characters a little more range, but it's just very funny to see him try to play the everyman. You're built like this just brick shit house, like,
yeah,
with this amazing accent, and somehow we're supposed to just believe you're like a clerk typist from like Milwaukee. I'm like, sir, no.
But it's Tom Jackson, accountant.
And he's pregnant.
And his twin is Danny DeVito.
Oh my God, what they should have done was do an End of Days movie with, of course, Arnold Schwarzenegger, but have Danny DeVito play the devil.
Or it's the devil from The Devil's Advocate.
Oh no.
Hoo-ah!
He's got a great ass. Oh God, well, all right, now that once you got into Al Pacino references, I think it's time to close up.
That's another movie that's fucking weird. Hoo-ah!
TLAT podcast on everything, folks. We're on Blue Sky, Instagram. We have an email, TLATpodcast@gmail.com. We also are on YouTube, Talking Like a Teen Podcast. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Leave us a rating and review on your favorite pod app, and let us know you're out there, and let us know what are your unhinged Halloween traditions or low-key traumatic trick-or-treating stories.
Give me a good movie to watch on Halloween. Otherwise, I'm just going to end up watching Scream for the 17th time.
I fail to see how that's an issue.
It's not, but you of all people are always the one giving me shit about doing retreads of things that I like.
That is fair. I do. All right, tell you what. Well, you already said end of day, so you got to do it now.
But I could also watch that any other time. It's still going to be funny when it's not Halloween.
All right, folks. Well, I'll try to find her a movie. But while I do that, Ash, do you have any advice for the listeners at home?
Don't get swallowed by a whale unless it's a spooky whale.
I don't know.